It's now like week five or six that we have been gathering virtually to pray together and celebrate the Eucharist together. Again, I want to thank Father and his staff here at the cathedral who have worked so hard in the last several weeks to make this happen for you every day, and tens of thousands of people gathering right now as I speak. I want to thank you for all your comments, especially on Facebook. They're very heartwarming and expressing your gratitude and your joy. It's also good to hear from you, even though we can't hear from you right here in an empty cathedral. We know that you are there. Muchas gracias otra vez a todos por unirse a nosotros a rezar la misa, escuchar la palabra de Dios, por sintonizar junto para celebrar la Eucaristía. Le damos las gracias al Padre Gil y a su equipo aquí en la catedral por todo lo que hacen para hacer este momento posible para todos nosotros. Las lecturas de hoy pues se centran en torno al tema de Jesús, el buen pastor. Todas las lecturas hablan de esa realidad. Jesús presenta esta imagen del buen pastor como un prototipo para que podamos comprender la relación que Él tiene con nosotros. El pastor, pues, camina delante de sus ovejas a veces, otras veces camina en medio de ellas y otras veces camina detrás de ellas. Pero lo que aprendemos del buen pastor es que está siempre en medio de sus ovejas, sea adelante o en medio o atrás, y sus ovejas escuchan su voz. Y aunque hay muchas voces que compiten hoy en día con la voz del buen pastor, sean voces externas a nosotros o internas a nosotros, la realidad es que solo una de esas voces es la voz del buen pastor. Today we celebrate this wonderful image of Jesus, the good shepherd. Having been raised in the city and worked in the city, I really don't have a personal experience of shepherds and sheep. It's not something I grew up with. It's not something that I see on a regular basis. I never really saw a sheep roaming around North Philadelphia or Northeast Philadelphia, where I lived for over 20 years. Though I know sometimes in the suburbs here in the countryside of Philadelphia, you might find a sheep or two. But I never really saw them. But I did have an experience of this image actually not too long ago. In October, I traveled with a group to the Holy Land. And one of the days, we were standing by a hillside, and I saw a shepherd with sheep. It was actually the first time that I see it so kind of up close and personal. And I stood there for a while watching exactly what this shepherd with about 50 or 60 sheep was going to do with his flock on the side of a mountain. And I just watched this guy for a while. It was interesting. He kind of walked with them and around them. Very gently, though. He didn't didn't seem rushed. He didn't seem like he had any place to go. Nothing was of his interest other than his sheep. Sometimes he would, as the gospel today tells us, that he would walk in front of the sheep and they would kind of like walk behind him and on his side. Other times he would be surrounded by the sheep, and he kind of just walked around very gently, nonchalantly. At times he would kind of sit on a rock or squat on the floor, and the sheep would just graze around quietly. They were living their life, doing their business, sheeping around. That's what they were doing. Sometimes he would leave the flock and he would go over to a sheep that had kind of wandered away, and he would kind of gently kind of kick the sheep on the side. And the sheep would, you know, scurry along and then come back to the flock, the place of safety. And isn't that really the image of that Christ presents to us today? He, at times he walks in front of us and he leads. Other times he walks in our midst. He makes his presence known gently. Sometimes he walks behind us. At times, when we goof off and lay and end up someplace where maybe the Lord feels that is not a good place for us to be, he finds a way through circumstances and people, and sometimes through consequences, he finds a way of just kind of kicking us on the side, trying to nudge us back to the place of safety. If there's something that's distinct about the shepherd and his relationship with his sheep, is that he's always among them and that they recognize his voice. This word, this concept of the voice of the shepherd is interesting, because the reality is that you and I spend all day hearing voices. We spend all day hearing voices. Sometimes the voices we hear are inside of us. From the moment we wake up in the morning, we are, in a sense, in a conversation with ourselves. We're thinking, we're reacting, we're judging situations and people and ourselves. And so there's a voice that's internal to us that's always there. That voice is speaking to you right now. As you react to my voice. Sometimes the voices are outside of us. They are people, they are things, they are situations. This situation of the stay-at-home stuff actually has made a lot of these voices a lot louder, because our daily routines are disrupted. People aren't going to work and kids aren't in school. We're not, all of a sudden, we're not as distracted by these things. And these voices now, we hear them a lot more, don't we? As several friends tell me in the last couple of weeks, and I myself understand, we now are tending to live a lot more in our head. And God knows what's in that head, right? God knows what voices and things are roaming around. We're living in our head, we're living in our hearts, because our daily routine is disrupted. But it is a good time to maybe pay attention to the voices that we do listen to, the voices that we actually follow, the voices that have power over how we feel about ourselves and how we feel about life, and whether we're happy or sad or depressed or angry. The voices that come from within and the voices that come from without. The voice of the Good Shepherd has to compete with those voices, because he's there as well. And the gospel is very clear that at the end, it is only his voice. It is only his voice that is the source of abundance of life for us. Everything else comes and goes. And we know that, right? We know what are the voices inside or outside of us that bring us life. We know how critical voices, whether they're coming from within or from without, just tend to just weigh us down. But we're blessed. We're blessed because we are the sheep of the shepherd, the good shepherd. And we all have the opportunity to listen to the one voice that at the end of our journey is the only voice that is going to matter. There are lots of voices that are important, I know that. But at the end of our journey, I guarantee you that the only voice that's really going to matter is the voice of the Good Shepherd. I'd like to leave you with some words of our Holy Father who spoke about this voice of the Good Shepherd. And this is what he said. Listening to and recognizing Jesus' voice implies intimacy with him, which is consolidated in prayer. In the meeting heart to heart with the divine master and shepherd of our souls. This intimacy with Jesus, this being open, talking with Jesus, strengthens in us the desire to follow him, to come out of the labyrinth of wrong paths, to abandon selfish behaviors, to set out on the new paths of fraternity and the gift of ourselves in imitation of him. God bless you, and may you listen profoundly deep within your heart to the voice of the Good Shepherd talking to you right now.